Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Accent On, Ilona Europa, Monday, Accent On, LA Talk Radio. And today we are starting our show with Len Rosen. Hello, Len.
How are you?
You know, right now I'm feeling much, much better. I almost thought that you, my Canadian friend, you will never really contact with us. And what will do then? Why are you in Canada?
Yes, Toronto.
You are in Toronto, okay? Then maybe I will introduce you a little bit to our listeners. Then Len Rosen is a filmmaker, actor, director, writer, and producer. And obvious, you are young, much younger than me, and you can I tell how old are you or not?
I'm sorry?
Can I tell people how old are you or not?
Sure, what the heck?
Yeah, we'll be celebrating your birthday in July.
That is right.
72. You're very, very young. Gentlemen, congratulations.
Oh, there we go. Okay, that's good. Then it's fine.
You know, because obviously in Hollywood, everybody needs to be young forever. Then, but you're supposed to be in Hollywood. Why you are in Toronto?
Visiting family.
Oh, everybody says, oh, how sweet. Maybe I will introduce also a guest in our studio, because like I mentioned to you before on my phone call to you, I have another Canadian actor with us, and his name is...
Hi, my name is Yannick Collin. I've been here on the show before, but thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. Today we have your segment, it's the third segment that is called Accent on Yannick. But because you're from Canada and Len is from Canada, I think we can talk a little bit about the unusual situation when actors are coming from another country and they want to establish their careers here. And I think, Len, you can give Yannick a lot of good advices.
Sure, I'll try.
And I have amazing, beautiful lady who speaks so beautifully, and she has so much energy. I always think I have energy, but she has much, much more. But also, Len, I would love you to know, because she can find a job for to anybody who doesn't have one. And outside of that, she's a very, very interesting lady, writes books, and we will find out more about her today. Your name is?
I'm Jennifer Hill, and thank you so much for having me on the show today. It's such a pleasure.
You have your own show.
I do have my own show every Monday at 4 p.m. called Get Yourself the Job, and very fortunate to be on this network with you.
Look at you, get yourself a job. That's all what we want. Doesn't matter what business we are in. We want a job, and better be a good one. Okay, Mr. Len, I'm supposed to ask you a few questions, because if somebody doesn't know you after this 15 minutes of conversation, whole world supposed to know who you are. What are you doing? Why are you different from different directors and movie makers in Hollywood? Then maybe tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born in Toronto, Canada, and basically, to make a long story short, it started out when I was a kid back in the day. This is dating me a little bit, but my dad used to have a hobby, you know, making little Super 8 films. And notice I said film, and he used to call me over. I remember I was like 5 years old, and he used to do these animation with Tinker Toys, and these are these, you know, little blocky things with sticks. I don't know, maybe it's a little bit more back in day. I'm dating myself quite a bit here, but we used to animate these things, and he used to call me to, you know, move the objects, and he would animate the camera. And one day I just said, can I use the camera? And I just grabbed it, and I was so fascinated by the fact that I could make my own films, I could make my own moving stories. I was always more interested in film than I was photography. However, I tried to use my skills in photography to apply them to film, because one of my big influences was Stanley Kubrick, and he was a photographer first and foremost. So I tried to apply that so that every, you know, scene I could do had this aesthetic appeal to it. So life went on. I eventually got a video camera, and then I realized, oh, look at this. I can film for hours, and I can erase over stuff, and oh, this is cool. So then I really tried to hone in on my craft, and the only way I could do that, because my friends didn't have the patience that I did for sitting around watching me direct, like making me direct them and say, stay there, don't move, don't move, don't. So I had to do a lot of stuff on my own. So I figured out, okay, I'm going to have to play a lot of the characters myself, film myself. So I honed in on my craft as an actor and a director, basically learning how to film. And growing up with a lot of the old comedians that my father used to, you know, introduce me to way back in before his time with Three Stooges, Marx Brothers, all that stuff, I used to, you know, admire them. And, you know, I watched a lot of Mel Brooks films, and I grew up in that kind of comedy, you know, type of setting when it came to watching stuff. But the weird thing about me is my filmmaking was always serious, but my acting was always comedic.
Oh, okay.
So that's the interesting thing. People watch my acting stuff and they go, "Oh, you're pretty funny," but we watch your films and they're very serious.
Yep.
Like, what's that about?
Yeah, what's that about?
Well, I like the artistic mode of film, but I like the comedic way of acting. Comedians make the best serious actors.
Yes, it's true.
They have a good grasp on life, and when I film, I'm very much into the human condition. So I guess it's just I enjoy acting comedic roles, but I enjoy filming serious stuff because I can do a lot of artistic things that I can't do with comedy.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases. So I guess that's what it is, but. To make a long story short, I eventually came to L.A. and I did a documentary for this music group called Gravity 180, and then from there I did music videos and I did a lot of stuff for NCIS actress Polly Perrette, who stars on NCIS. She got me doing music videos, and from there locally people started to find out my name, and then et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to today. Putting together a television series, and that's how I got to where I got.
Wow. And you, how long ago did you came to Hollywood?
I first came to Hollywood in the year 2005, believe it or not, but I got a real slap in the face because, not literally, but, you know, I got down there thinking, okay, I'm going to go to Hollywood and get an agent. Wonderful. Well, what's the agencies that all the stars go to? William Morris, great. CAA, ICM, great. Let's go in there.
Oh, that small one.
I need, yeah. Sorry?
They're the smallest one, I'm joking. They're the biggest agencies then. You.
That's
don't.
What I mean, but I was wet behind the ears. So I walked in and go, hello, I need an agent.
They say, okay, and 1,000
and
more.
And you are, and you're from.
Yeah. You
know,
okay,
like
no.
David Spade's character, you know, and you are.
And
you are
who?
So basically, I got a good slap in the face because I realized, wait a minute, this isn't easy.
No.
And then I realized I couldn't stay there longer than 6 months because I'm a Canadian. And so I had to leave. And I came back. I was so upset. I was so defeated that I said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to travel a little bit. I'm going to try to forget about this. I traveled, and the longer I was away from film and acting, the more I wanted to do it even more. So after about a 7-year absence, I came back through this film project I did, met that music group, and they got me connected.
Wow. Okay. No, but right now, this is how many years already? You are more than 14 years, yes? Back and forth?
Because I didn't 14? Really go till 2005, but
okay.
And that was a one stint thing. But
wow. Okay.
Later on.
Hey, we were saying a little bit that beginnings are not easy, and we know this, and everybody doesn't expect. Young people, probably. Yannick, you can tell us a little bit. Did you really believe by coming to L.A. in next 2-3 years you will be becoming very, very known actor? That was your dream too?
I mean, of course, but to be real, 3 years is not a lot.
It's nothing. Okay, and yeah, then I can. But now you have also agency, yes?
Yeah, that hired you.
He's not a William Morris, but you got a very, very good two agents that hopefully, you will start and you are doing very, very well in Hollywood. Okay, Mr. Lin, let's talk a little bit about what's going on right now in your life, because I know you're creating some very, very unusual interactive show. And could you tell us a little bit about your project?
Sure. I have a couple of two projects I'm working on right now, but the main one I'm trying to push right now is called It's Len Show, believe it or not. It's called It's Len. And the basic premise is about a struggling actress in Hollywood, a young actress. She can't seem to pay her rent. She's not getting any roles. She's, struggling. Her parents are telling her to come back home. She's not from L.A. So, flustered, she writes to her stepbrother, played by me, and I live in the Canadian Arctic. I've never been out of the Canadian Arctic. I've lived there my whole life. And she wrote to me and said, I don't know what to do. So in the Canadian Arctic, I'm a filmmaker. I do odd jobs, like whatever it is, and I filmmake. So I told her, look, I'll come to L.A., I'll pay your rent if you can help me sell my film that I'm working on in the Arctic. What ends up happening is I come to the Arctic and I'm a fish out of water. And it shows the total, because I'm trying to place this to the experience I had wet behind the ears coming to L.A. all those years ago thinking that I'm going to do something. So here's this wet behind the ears guy. So to spice it up, I made it like he doesn't even know about the city. He lived in the deep Arctic. So he doesn't even know about the city. So now you get this premise for a Mr. Bean, Jerry Lewis type of situation where he's coming in and my character is neurotic. So
I can't imagine.
Basically opens up this situation, and I'm putting together a cast of characters that he interacts with that kind of help him along. So this is the basic premise for the show. We are in the pre-production planning phase. So we expect, if everything goes well, God willing, we will have this on the air sometime in 2017.
Oh, wow.
This year.
Okay, now that's a big project. And do you think, is this something that is, how long is the show? There will be like few shows, or is it only 1 hour or 2 hours?
No. With comedy, it's best to do it in half an hour blocks, because comedy is one of those things where, you got to give them a whole gust of it in the shortest amount of time and then make people want to see more. But, there's only so long people can have a laugh attack for. That's why a lot of times comedic television series have an easier time making it funny than a full-length film. I mean, you can have Mr. Bean make you laugh for 25 minutes, absolutely, but when you put him into a full-length film, there are places it kind of gets dry.
Yes, I know.
And it's a lot harder.
Okay, you're a very colorful gentleman, because I post, we can see you in action on Accent On page. Then people, whoever want to know more about you, they can find out your bio and stuff like that on Facebook. And obvious, after the show at night, everybody can listen again and again to your life story. But filmmaking, writing, being an actor, being a comedian, this is not only what you do. You got a very unusual private life, and you have so many things that you like, and your culinary stuff, that's very interesting to me, and you're a world traveler. Can you explain me how many languages you are speaking?
I've learned to have a working knowledge of four different languages over the course of my time traveling. I mean, English and French is a given, because Canadians are all pretty much educated in French because that's our second language. I do have a good working knowledge of Hindi because I traveled to India several times. I lived there for 6 months once, and I also have a fluent knowledge of Chinese Mandarin.
That's crazy. That's really
because I lived there for a year, for several years. So.
Oh wow! But you know, okay. Then, do you think that you can use and will you be using all of these cultures and all of these countries that you are visiting? How you can incorporate this in your comedy act? Or you know, this is like Accent On. My show is about people with lots of accents and people who are successful here and there, and they're failing and they're getting up and doing all over. But it seems like you really know, because you lived in this country, that you know what is funny, what is not funny. You know the food, you know the traditions, you know what really makes us outsiders like open eyes very wide, or maybe laugh sometimes, you know, not understand the culture. I think you need to incorporate all of your travels into your show.
That's what I want to do, absolutely, because you know there's a whole world that this character can open up to, and I've always wanted to do a show where I can incorporate travel into it, because discovering culture and travel has always been worlds that have opened up to me. So definitely I will incorporate travels. If we can get the Len character to travel around the world, or I have another show in my back pocket that has to do with, you know, global locations and that. So either Len's going to do that, or my other show that I'm working on will incorporate that. But that's definitely something. I've always admired people like, you know, Anthony Bourdain, or those traveling chefs.
Yep.
who can go all over the world, get paid for eating and traveling.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a skilled chef. He's a very skilled chef. Don't get me wrong. He deserves every bit of it. But I'm saying I envy that.
Yeah,
he can experience that.
You were
great.
A successful food critic, and we are talking about best food in China. Then I cannot even believe when you are entering LA, you can tell us where is the best Chinese food here. Can we even get closer what really in China the best is? Can you really find the best restaurant?
Hey, Alona,
here?
I have to jump in here.
Yes.
You do not want to know what the food in China is like. They literally serve you duck tongue that still has the little like tongue bits on it, and your tongue touches its tongue, and that's when I'm like, I'm never returning to China again.
Okay. How we can say no to
want it here.
Jennifer?
Well, no, that's why I've always found it fascinating that people in the West who have never traveled overseas, they think, oh, I can get along in China because I love Chinese food.
We
order it out all the time. I said the Chinese food back there is not the same as the Chinese food in the West.
Jennifer,
exactly,
I think
like what you were talking about.
You gave very good idea for the little part of scene in a movie, in a comedy. Because
that was me. I was like,
the beautiful blonde girl try to, you know, eat Chinese food and has this little
with
dark
her
tank.
Husband's business clients, mind you, at a table in Shanghai, and I'm like, I can't eat this.
What is this? And you need to pretend. Wow, that's very interesting. And I know that you'll be back in LA, Len, yes?
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
And, you know, I really would love you to meet Yannick Colin and his manager. He's also Mike Gormley. He's also from Canada. Everybody has the same, profession in a way. And something is there to be like in a brotherhood, you know. Maybe we can do something together, all of you. And Jennifer, right now, you'll be starring in one of the roles because she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous, and she knows about Chinese food that nobody wants to eat.
And
wow.
Len, for your reference, my husband works at Red Digital, so there might be a connection there. Just get my information from Alona.
Wow.
Sure, I will do that.
That's crazy. And outside of that, I was an agent at Vox, and we were representing Scott Liefrit from Hell's Kitchen. Then, you know, it's the world is small, and I know a lot of people also when it comes to a restaurant business, that's, you never know. This is what is Accent On. It's about people with an accent, although you don't have one. I have one, but still, you are bringing world to us, and I cannot wait to meet you in person.
Thank you. Thank you.
Today,
me too, of course.
Again, we were talking to Len Rosen, a filmmaker, actor, director, writer, and producer, and originally from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, but obviously lives and creates in Hollywood. And we'll see you here in our chair very, very soon. You promise. Oh, Doc said yes. Okay, thank you Hello? So much. I heard somebody Hello? Barking. Okay, we lost you. Anyway, good time to say bye-bye to Len and move on to our another guest. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's so much fun to be here and to listen to your guests. And it really is amazing what a small world it is and how interconnected we all are.
That's the interactive, you know, the shows that we have in life, really. Everybody can find something that will bring us together, you know, the lines. Okay, Jennifer, you are a very unusual woman. You are like the career woman that I always wanted to be. Not only you are gorgeous.
Oh my gosh, I'm blushing.
blush, you know, I want to be you. And I think a lot of ladies who meet you, they look up to you, okay? Because you offer something that I think not only women, the strong woman or weak woman need, but you said, find yourself a job is not easy, but you can help people to do that. But I don't want to only put you in one corner of the business. It's your job to just describe to our listeners, who is Jennifer?
So I'm lucky. I wake up every day and I get to contribute to the lives of other human beings. And that's the greatest gift that you can have as a human. And I feel so grateful that I fell into my career path about 14 years ago through an accident. In fact, I don't even know if I've told you this, Alona, but I was planning on going to law school. I graduated high school early at 16, went straight to college, graduated college early, and was planning to go to law school. And through a clerical error, mind you, I'd already walked with my class, they said, oops, you didn't graduate. You're missing a class from high school, U.S. History 101. So wow. I was being penalized because I had taken an advanced placement class in high school for European history in lieu of U.S. history. I know.
I know the travels. I know. Yeah. I know. We'll be talking one day about that too, because you are next door host of your own show. Like I mentioned, that I don't even know. I need to know you so much, and people need to know you because you are a dynamite. Okay, continue.
So here's what I tell people is sometimes the thing that could seem like the worst thing ever. When I got that call, I was already living in L.A. I had already walked with my class. I was planning to apply for law school, and my whole world crashed before me. And then the school gave me a choice: come back to school for a semester and take a class on U.S. history, or take a two-hour oral exam on a 1,000-page book on U.S. history 101, pass or fail. And so luckily I opted for that. I passed, but I couldn't apply for law school that year, which was the greatest gift that I was ever given, because I posted my resume on Monster and got 3 job offers, one of which was to become a recruiter. And here I am. I've had my own company 7 years now, J. Hill Staffing Services. I travel around the world. I speak. We're building our first school in Senegal later this year using a portion of my company's proceeds. And I just wake up every day filled with gratitude. I can't even tell you how lucky I am to be sitting in this chair, to get to meet Yanni, to, you know, to just get to do something that I love. And so my job, Get Yourself, or my show rather, Get Yourself the Job, it's not about a job. It's never about a job. It's about happiness, fulfillment, and being able to get out of bed every day and put your feet on the ground and with a smile on your face. That's what life's about.
You're right when you are saying that people are supposed to enjoy their life. And you started this show saying you are happy to be alive. You are happy that you do what you like to do. And I know everybody says, oh, it's
right.
I need to feed my family and I don't even know what I like to do. I have no time to think about this. But sometimes we are losing a job.
Yes.
And we need to rethink what is the next. Who is the best client? Who is knocking to your door and ask you for advice? Who will be the best client for you that you can help?
A lot of the clients that we work with, my company specializes in law firms and corporations throughout Southern California. So a lot of law firms will call me and say, Jennifer, we're looking for an accounting, a marketing, et cetera, sort of person. And we're very lucky that in my industry, we offer the highest referral bonus. So say, Alona, you said, Jen, I just had the best legal guy and he was just in here and he's looking for a new job. You refer him to me, then my company pays you after he's been at his new job 90 days, $500.
Okay. People listen. That's very, very important. Which means referral, and you get paid for that.
Yes.
And you,
when we place somebody who you refer who's not in our system, it's a $500 referral bonus. So we do zero advertising. I don't even really advertise my company on my own show because we do about $40,000 a year that we pay to the public for their amazing referrals. So if you know a recent college graduate, we place so many, I can't even tell you, recent college grads into their first job, and it's so awesome to help guide their careers. And you know, I have people that 14 years ago I got jobs for that still call me and say, thank you for getting me my dream job. And that to me is priceless, worth more, way more than any fee.
And that's really beautiful. Yeah, you say young people, that's really scary because they want the job almost immediately after college. And you mentioned that you can find in them, are you having meeting face to face or this is only by reading? How do you do this? This is the process when you find out that somebody needs to be hired or somebody is the good potential work person.
That's a great question. What normally happens is somebody gets referred to us. They'll send me in their resume, very much like a casting agent. Yeah. In fact, one of the guys in my office was in casting for many years to cast Gerard Butler in his first movie. But casting is very cutthroat, very cut and dry. Yeah. And so somebody would get referred to us. We would speak with them and we would find out, would we be the right resource? We would ascertain that. If we think we might be able to help them find a job, we would then either bring them in to meet with us, do an over the phone, Skype or FaceTime interview. That's the extraordinary thing in today's day and age.
So cool.
You can interview people from around the world. And I've given people job offers in Dubai, Cape Town, Tahiti, you name it. So I can be working from wherever in the world I am. I'm normally in my LA or OC offices, but it's really extraordinary to be able to call somebody and give them a job from any country in the world.
That's very, very good. I wonder if people, I always say my daughter is, you know, after USC, she finished and graduated in 3 years.
Which
she
is
got lucky.
Awesome.
She got lucky. She found herself a job, which you said you post your also. Yes, you were looking for the job and you get hired.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
The same with resume, Natasha. Yeah. She posted her resume. You know, she was very active sending. And I don't know how many she sent it. I think around 100. And then I will say she got like one or two or three, and the one that she wanted the most, that's where she got hired. But doesn't happen like that too often, yes?
It can. There are so many factors. That's why I wrote my book, Stop Hoping, Start Hunting, A Job Seeker's Guide to Finding Their Dream Job.
And I have in my hand, it's beautiful, and you are so beautiful on this. Oh, my gosh. And you say, stop. Why stop? Why stop?
Because people don't job hunt the right way. They sit around in their chair and they hope that one day their perfect job will fall into their lap. Well, as your daughter Natasha discovered, the way that you have to get a job is action. It's action times intention that equals your success at job hunting or anything else in life. And same thing, I had a recent grad who was referred to me, came into my office, young girl, didn't know how to find a job. Within 30 minutes of me coaching her, interviewing her, etc., she just texted me on Friday. She got her dream job. And she just didn't know how to look. That's the thing. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I do the show. That's why I write blogs.
Is this the book good for people who are a little bit older?
The book is
how old you can be to look for a job. Not like I'm trying to find right away, but you never know.
Here's the thing I'll tell you is that I have gotten people jobs in their teens to upwards of their 80s. And so the only thing that'll ever stop you from getting a job, no matter what age you are, is if you say that it's an issue. Oh. I had a woman years ago who was 60 years old, really presentable, amazing woman, up for a job supporting a CEO. She went in. I thought they were going to love her. I'm very good at intuition and intuiting this. And my client called and said, Jen, we have to pass. She had an issue with her own age. She made a joke about it in the interview and said, oh, I know I'm not as young as some of these other kids starting off. And she just meant it lightly, but they said the executives are going to pick up on that.
You are so right. I know a lot of people a little older are listening to our show, and we all are afraid of losing your jobs or looking for something else. And you are right. We are beating ourselves down, you know. Then people call me a pusher. And some people, the very close people who knew me, they called that I'm a pushy person. To me, is a plus. For somebody else can say, like, oh, she wants too much from life. But you need to represent yourself the best, in the best light. And a lot of my friends, and sometimes myself too, you know, I have a moment, I just put myself down in my own mind, thinking, oh, it's not for me. Oh, it's not. It will never happen. I can overcome this very fast because I'm a pusher. But a lot of my friends, they don't, and they are very vulnerable. They do not know what to do next. Then do you think that 50 and older people, they really can be forced in our workplace?
I think so. I think that there is such an important role to play that, you know, there are some great recent grads who are coming out of school, but they don't have life experience. Okay. No matter how bright you are, the best school you went to, the best grades you got, you still need those people who have gone through the mistakes. I look back at when I started, and I was damn good when I started, and I made a shit ton of mistakes. Pardon my French, but I totally effed up a few times. Yeah. And it's only now in retrospect that having 14 years of experience in the field, I can go, oh, now I see what I did. So yeah. I don't care whether you're 40, 50, 60, 70, or 18 years old. It has zero to do with your age and everything to do with your willingness to get out there and believe in yourself. And that's why I teach people about creating a statement of intent and a daily declaration. And this is my gift to your listeners that I highly recommend. I talk about it in the book. Every single day when you're looking for a job, say Alona's looking for a job.
Yes.
And you wanted to get a job. Give yourself 3 months. So you pick a date 3 months out. So if I were you, I would say April 30th. So I would say by April 30th, 2017, this is your statement. I have a position paying me $100,000 or more within 5 miles of my house that I love getting up and going to work every day. So that would be your statement. You would write it out and put it somewhere you can see it. Then this is the secret. Every morning when you wake up, first thing you think of, it actually is because your brain is still in an alpha wave state. You declare this by, you know, whatever the date. In my case, I'll say by December 31st, 2017, my company will make XYZ dollars. Any person I've ever taught that to who does it regularly makes the money, gets the part, gets exactly what they want. What we speak is what we get.
Wow.
And if you mentally do that, and I had a friend of mine who was 50, she was about to turn 50, and she had been laid off from her $150,000 a year job. She said it every morning, and she wrote it on her phone so that if she was ever having negative self-talk, I'm too old, nobody's going to hire me, she would read it out loud to herself off her iPhone throughout the day. She sent me a note the week before her 50th birthday, and that was her target date. She said, Jen, I just got the job I want, paying me over $150,000 within 5 miles of my house the week before my birthday.
I love what you are saying. That's so, so important. This is like talking to a girlfriend who really means well, you know, but you are a very serious girlfriend because you can get people out of the trouble and just put them back in their journey, in the road to that, something that they really want to do. But you're right, without the help, help of somebody like you, people are lost. Then we need to tell people how we can find you. If I know you have a bigger company, you know, asking you for filling the jobs needs, but Jennifer, how we can talk to you if
here's my proudest moment. If you Google me, Jennifer Hill, spelled exactly the way you would think, JennifHill, I pull up on page one of Google. That took years
she
to get there.
She knows something about how to do that.
Yes. So you can find me on LinkedIn. My company website is jenniferkhill.com. The book is StopHopingStartHunting.com. Or, of course, tune in every Monday at 4 and you can listen live and hear the Get Yourself the Job show. So.
Wonderful. And, of course, please, everybody goes to Accent on Facebook. I have everything posted there about Jennifer and links and stuff like that. I think if we want something from life, we need to ask how to get there and believe that we can, because somebody else is getting.
We all can.
Everything.
There is no lack. There is so much available.
It's just action. Everything's action and the belief. Believe in yourselves. And we are a little beat up people, but at morning, like you say, you wake up when you are in the most happy mood with coffee. You need to really believe that day just started and you can achieve all.
And the last thing I'll tell you, even if you don't get to the declaration, one of my coaches once said, every morning I tell myself, you are an extraordinary woman doing extraordinary things. And I remind myself of that every day and look at myself in the mirror so that way I never forget it.
You are extraordinary.
I love you, Alona.
And
so
you will be back because
show.
We need to talk about your travels and European contacts.
Yes. Anybody
and
needs travel tips, I'm your girl.
Yes. And of course, I will be reading your book and I will be asking you questions. And you never know who we will bring to you, or maybe what you will bring to people, because they just listen to our shows and your show on Mondays. Okay, I love
you very much.
I know you have place to go and say hi to your friend, and we love her. And you know, life is good.
Thank you so much. Well, it was such a pleasure, and I look forward to being on the show again and having you on my show.
Love you. Okay, then in a way, yes, Jennifer is leaving us, and this is a live show. Life goes on. Everybody has things to do, and that's what we like about life. But we have with us, for the third time, we have Yannick Collin with us. Yannick, you are a young, beautiful, gorgeous-looking man, and I have a right to say it because, in a way, I discovered you. You know, I will not repeat myself. Whoever wants to hear over and over how I discovered you, because of till end of my life, I will be proud to say it. You're very special. I think you have the it. You have the everything that young, great actor who dreams about being big one in Hollywood can achieve. The conversation that Jennifer, you know, gave us, and the advice that she was giving us, mostly they were directed to women. But do you feel that you have the same anxiety when it comes to what the next?
Well, first off, I want to say thank you for the kind words. It's always so nice to see you every time I come here. But I think, yeah, of course, I have some doubts and, you know, some self-esteem problems sometimes, you know, because auditions are hard, you know, and you want to be as the best as you can. And sometimes you can't. So,
yeah,
it's always let down when this happens. So you just got to bring yourself up and do it again.
Yeah, you're right. And you're the one who is bringing to Accent On just conversation about the young Hollywood and what's going on. Then I would like to know what's going on in your life right now. And what did you see, maybe? Who you want to talk about? We have a few things going on that you and I also have in common. I just produced a very cool song that you are part of it. You are rapping.
Yeah, it sounds good.
And
it's
a really, really good one. We'll be doing big premiere. The song name is Bollywood Dreams. And we are still not sure about if this will be a title, but song is hot, and I want to bring everybody involved in this project to the studio. We'll be playing, of course, on Accent On for the first time. But you did a great. You did great.
Thank you.
You rapped. You like rap, and I think you're hot. You really are hot. You have unusual accent, little bit Frenchy, but I think this will set you apart if you want to do also rap on the side, being a rapper. You know, you never know in life what you will be doing.
Yeah, we never know. So that's why I did that. I mean, I never know what's going to happen. So
you are great in the studio, and
yeah,
we have things to prove,
well,
and
you.
People will be listening. And I think the single is great. I promise people, you know, I always bring great artists, but this single is hot. Okay, Yannick, we have a segment on Accent On, a segment on Yannick calling what's going on in your life, what we are talking today about.
Okay, well, right now, my visa, that's the big, you know, my big situation right now. It's ending in, I think, 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And, you know, I send my application and all
yes.
that. So I'm waiting and waiting. It's nerve-wracking for sure.
Yeah, and I know you have a lawyer. This is not only you has this situation. I had the situation. I'm originally from Europe, from Poland, and I needed to file for my visa, working visa, all of these things. Then we heard from Len. He was doing the same situation. You know, he's an actor of 12, 14 years, and back and forth, doing his stuff. Yes, we can do this. You say 3 days, visa is expiring, but you have your own, like, little bit extension, yes,
yeah,
to the visa?
You know, I'm Canadian, so they gave us, I think, 60 days grace period, I think. And so I can just stay here, even if my visa ended.
And in the meantime, you got a job to do. We have stuff
that
is very exciting for us. I know that you'll be part of a really big commercial for new perfumes. And that's what will be happening next Monday.
Yeah.
Boo! Yeah, yes, that's cool. We have, like I said, a single is finished. And you also have a two agency that represents you. And yeah, you are living and breathing Hollywood life. What's going on right now?
Right now, well, you know, I'm still auditioning. I'm still there's this role that I really want. I really hope I'm gonna get it. I'm hoping every day, you know, doing my prayers.
Yeah. But she said she's still hoping, start hunting.
Yeah, exactly.
Hope is good, but next, always the next things that need to pop up in your life and that you can reach and just try to make the reality.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, did you watch Grammys?
I did not, but I saw Adele, who won, you know,
yeah,
a lot of prizes.
Yeah, so she's the lucky one.
Yeah, I'm very happy for her.
She's
I think she
scooping
deserves
all
it.
Grammys from everybody. Yeah. Good for her. We love Adele. She's
a
very
great voice. It's
beautiful.
Incredible.
Yeah, and that's also I know that you are you have something to tell us about new singer and her band. And I know she was also.
She was here.
A guest on my show.
Yeah.
Very beautiful lady. Very dark, but very, very talented musician and singer and writer. Could you announce?
Yeah, so, two popular bands from Dallas are the bands are Sway and Moonwaves. They're forming a band which is called Rose Garden Funeral Party. It should be very interesting to watch them grow.
Yeah, Rose Garden Funeral Party. Yeah. There's like,
it's a cool name.
Oh, very
like
cool
it.
Name.
Yeah. It's edgy and punk. You
but
know?
It looks like two bands are right now together. We were listening to her songs before, but this one that we just got is a little different and has word horror in a title. And I would love to play the song. But could you give us name of the artist, name of the band one more time?
Yeah, so the singer is Leah Lane, if I'm not mistaken, and the band is called Rose Garden Funeral Party. They're actually having their first show on Friday, February 24th at the Dallas' Sundown at Granada at 9 p.m. So, you know, be sure to be there. I'm sure it's going to be the beginning of something great, you know?
Okay, hopefully. I think people maybe would like to hear her voice and the new band. Let's see. Okay, let's play the music.
We'll be right back.
Wow, intense.
I loved it.
Very, very cool.
I loved it.
Girl has amazing voice. Amazing, amazing. Big voice, very recognizable sound in her voice. And we were listening to Rose Garden Funeral Party.
You really get that 60s and 80s vibes, you know, and you know, bring live music back,
yep,
you know.
Yep. And the name of the song is Horror Music, and she can scream also. I'm sure that was her.
Yeah.
And Leah, yay! Come back to our Accent On. Whenever you are in town, we will talk some more great, great stuff. Good for you. Okay, what else? I know Mike Gormley couldn't be today with us, but hopefully we'll see him soon. In a way, he represents you. He's your manager.
Yeah.
He also represents Leah. I don't know if he represents band as of now, but hi, Mike. We miss you. And Mike, LA Personal Development, LAPD, if anybody wants to find out more about Mike Gormley. And what we'll be doing tomorrow?
It's Valentine's Day tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
It is, yeah. Well, I'm my girlfriend's working tomorrow, so I'm going to buy her ice cream at work.
Oh my gosh, because, you know, hopefully everybody remembered.
And
tomorrow
is
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and she loves ice cream, so.
Okay, something else that we cannot tell on the air? Do you plan some surprise outside of ice cream?
Hopefully, if she doesn't have too much homework, I can see her, you know?
Yeah, she is a very, very smart girl. She's studying, yes?
Yeah, she is, and it's going great, actually, so
and
I'm pretty proud of her.
She's not in the entertainment business, although she looks like she's supposed to be...
she's very pretty.
This beautiful girl, but she has a business mind, and that's what is very, very surprising. What's she studying?
Studying?
Yeah.
I think right now it's just business, and she's going to university later this year. So, yeah, I'm pretty proud of her.
Yeah, and like in young lives, a lot of things is in front of her and you, and you will be a little bit separated, but I don't believe it's separation, you know, just we have all technology and all will be okay.
Yeah,
anyway,
probably
next week, I'm hoping on Monday, we'll be having a very interesting show, and I want to talk to everybody who loves to sing. We have a new competition that is called Your Music Out Loud in the USA Song Competition 2017, and Ilona Europa and Mike Gormley is part of a judges panel, and we have amazing people who will be listening to new talents, Nashville Grammy nominated music producer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist and mixer and creative director Gary Earle, and with voice coach and vocal producer Robin Earle, and we have also Sam and then Club Jumpers from a very, very known duo, Club Jumpers. We have just people. Go to the website, Your Music Out Loud in a USA Song Competition 2017. And if you have something to say in the music business and you sing well, you have a song that you would like to just promote and hopefully win the prize, listen to next week's show. We'll be talking to Lisa and Scott and Lisa. And also we'll be talking to, I think, Sam and maybe Dan will call. I just try to make us like big family because we will be advertising the competition through the year. I want to reach to so many young artists who just want to be part of this competition, okay? But that's really what I have for today. And sorry for the beginning, we had a little funky stuff with telephone calls. I know what's happened, but sometimes, and I will say it's not our fault. But yes, we had a little silence in the beginning, but hopefully everybody was listening to our show. Thank you again for today. Yannick, Colin, you'll be back.
Yeah, of course.
You'll be back next month or maybe even earlier. And for right now, for everybody, have a beautiful Valentine's Day.
Have a good night.
And have a good night. For right now, bye-bye, Accent On, Ilona Europa.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.